Hi, welcome to the Writer's Source Podcast, hosted by Ufoma and Faith. The Writer's Source Podcast is a platform for writers and lovers of the writing industry in Nigeria and Africa as a whole. Do sit back and enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Writer's Source Podcast. We are here with somebody famous. If you use Twitter very well, you will know her. Her name is Amin. Amin, popularly known as Lip Gloss Mafia or the Crazy Book Lady, is first a bookworm, then a book influencer, and the creator of the Indulgent Bibliophile Book Club and Something Bookish Reading Challenge. She's the host of the literary podcast called Something Bookish Podcast, and she can be found on Twitter talking and giving reviews on books. Now she's on our podcast. Welcome, Amin. Such a pleasure to have you here.
That is such an amazing intro. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I just wanted to ask, can you tell us about your earliest memories of reading? When did you discover that you loved books?
It was, earliest memory. It would be when I was in secondary school. And then my mom used to work in a school and she used to bring books back from the library for me to read. And I don't know whether it was her who came up with the idea that I had to read the books fast enough for me to get more books to read. But somehow I started reading books really fast so that she could exchange them for other books. And I think that's my earliest memory of reading books and learning how to read and comprehend very fast. So if you ask me what books I was reading then, I don't even think I can remember. But I was so obsessed with reading that I just flew through all the books because I just wanted to fill my mind with stories from not where I was at the time, if that makes sense.
It does. What are your favorite genres to read?
I'm big on fiction. I'm very big on fiction. And within fiction, I enjoy literary fiction. I like reading historical. I enjoy contemporary stories also. In fiction I read everything. I don't have one that I love per se. I read everything because I'm a mood reader. As long as the book is fiction, I would be down to read it. The only time I dabble into non-fiction is when I'm reading a memoir. But yeah, fiction for life here.
So you don't like self-help books?
Nah. If I'm reading self-help, it has to be from someone whose opinion. In fact, the person has to put it in a memoir mode. If the book is just marketed as self-help, learn how to make money in a million ways how to become a better human being or all these formy habits. Habits of 5 o'clock, we can people that wake up at 5 o'clock, all those I don't want. Because when you look at it, those kind of books can just be a blog post. But now they have to stretch it into 200 pages. I'm like, why are you wasting my time? Like, get to the point.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's what makes a book like Smart Money Woman interesting to read, because even though we know it's a self-help book, It's teaching you about money and about finances, but it does it in a very creative way. So it's one of those books that you enjoy. You know, it's teaching you something, but you basically get to enjoy it. And as you were talking about not enjoying self-help books, and, you know, the only time you read nonfiction would be memoir. I remember this post that Jola of Happy Noisemaker made where she was, you know, that brisky sound to it. From Lagos. Yeah. And I'll come back.
Yes.
And then all the fiction books are the ballers and, you know, the self-help books are and that's just personally, I don't like self-help books too. I'm down for fiction any day. And I think I would also go with, if it's non-fiction, it's memoir or just a really short non-fiction piece. So Let's talk about what made you decide that reading is something you can make into a career? Because I mean, you're doing really great. There's a lot going for you with being Lip Gloss Mafia, having your podcast, having your book club. So how did you come to think of that? I enjoy doing this thing. Maybe I can make something out of it.
Okay. I don't know if I can say I can make something out of it per se, because I haven't exactly become a millionaire by the way of reading books or from any of these platforms you mentioned. These are just hobbies, to be honest, and me finding ways to keep talking about stuff I enjoy doing. I want to bring people. It's like me trying to form a gang. Do you get? People are always like, "Oh, community." It's not community. I'm not creating a community. I want full on gang members. That's the loyalty I want, not community one. I want the gang type. So for me to do that, I have to be loud and proud about the things I like to attract like-minded people. So that, you know, if I say I'm going to war now, I know it's like-minded people that are coming, that are on my team. You get, not bad belly. And you can say because in my 9-to-5, I am a community manager. I do copy editing. I've worked in content strategy, which was not even book related at all. Those are not even book related things. For content, I have done work in finance. I have done work in the tech space. I have done work in healthcare space. So book wise, I haven't, what's that slang they say when you're trying to make money?
Is it blown?
Yes.
Blown. I think it's blown.
God bless you. I have not blown. So the blown you are seeing is just on the surface. It hasn't entered my pocket. Until it entered my pocket, before I even calm down and say, okay, I'm main book influencer. Until there's money in my account, I am just talking about books online.
Yeah.
But I just enjoy doing it because I feel like reading it's a very good way of de-stressing and learning at the same time and going to different worlds while you're staying in one place. And like I said, if I like something, I cannot shut up about it. And this life, I think maybe it's because I've lost so many people. I just always want to share things that make people happy. So when something makes me happy, I want to share it and talk about it. And what's the best way to do that? Through social media. So I started the podcast. I started Instagram. I transitioned my Twitter into just talking about books. So these days, if you go through my page, I rarely engage in anything that is not book related because there's so much shit going on in the world. Because how many things can we be sad for? So when I see all those things, I take a step back, decompress, and then I come back to my page and just share what I want to talk about. Because if I can't keep feeding my mind with the disasters, it never stops. It has never stopped since the beginning of time until after my time. All these disasters will never stop happening. So I'm just filling my mind with stuff I like and putting it back into the world so that other people will be able to fill their minds with good stuff and we'll all be in a good place. So that's my own missionary work. I feel like I digressed. Did I answer the question?
Yes.
I
think,
like, yes. You answered that more, actually.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Amin. Okay, so Amin was talking about her growing a gang. And you know what just came to my mind? It was just feeling like Amin's own personal gang of Lagos, but this time it's gang of books. That was what
Do you get? And they are going to be like the most knowledgeable people because once you read fiction, you have like random information from anywhere. So they can attack from any angle. God damn it. I'm just like having goosebumps, just thinking of it.
What would their name be though?
Well, it's going to be something bookish tribe.
I like it.
It's something bookish gang. Come with it. Instead of guns, though, they have books. That makes sense.
Yes, hardcover books, and they can do serious damage.
Serious one. So I was just going to say that I think Amin even already touched on the fact of like what being a book influencer is for her. And you know, she just talked about her just enjoying talking about books, and it's really not about influencing in maybe the real sense of the word, but you know, just growing people that love books and just sharing what she loves and giving to the community, that when she was talking about her missionary work, and it's really beautiful. And thank you. We need more people to talk, to preach the
Thank
gospel of
you.
books, actually. And you're one of those people.
So I wanted to ask about your book gang. Sorry, there is something bookish tribe. Can you tell us a bit about that, about your podcast, about why you started? And I know you have this reading challenge going on that has
Yes.
24 prompts to help people read. Can you tell us why you started that? Why you just started a book club community and how it has been going?
Okay, let me start with the prompt one first.
Okay.
So I enjoy tasking myself, and I enjoy lists. I like ticking things off. It makes me feel like an accomplished person. Even if sometimes all I have on my list is wake up, brush your teeth, as long as I've ticked it, I feel like I've conquered the world. For my reading life, I felt like I wanted to be more intentional in picking books. Because sometimes, you know, you go to a store, there are so many choices. Like, where do I start from? What do I even want? There are so many books on your TBR. What do I pick? What am I in the mood for? Sometimes, what will even lead you to be in the right mood is to be making sure you even picked the right books to be there. Because if you are just randomly putting books in your TBR, you eventually you don't end up reading anything. So, because there's so many challenges out there, I wanted to make one that would be easy enough for me to follow and would make sure that I'm intentional about picking books. So I wanted to read books from different parts of the world. I wanted to read books that cover different topics. I wanted to read books that will cover different genres, that type of thing. So I just had to sit down, do research on what other people are doing with their challenges. And then from there, I got inspiration and started creating the prompts. So I made it 24 for people who want to read one or two books a month. I know in my it's I read more than that. And for some people, I try not to, I don't like it when people compare their reading to mine because we're like on completely different paths. And like I said, I trained my mind to read fast since I was small. So the reading prompt is supposed to encourage people who suffer from indecisiveness in picking books or in choosing books to buy or read. So it's when it like if I feel like if you have any of the reading challenges, yeah, and you walk into a bookstore, you can pick out really class, not classy, but like you can be very intentional in the books you're picking because you're trying to create a library. You want a bookshelf that when you go there, if you pick something, you know you're getting something out of it. You even if because you don't enjoy every book you read. So if you pick a book, say a book from South Asia, for instance, that maybe that's like one of the prompts. If you pick like two, three books like that from a bookstore or your library, and you put all that on your shelf, you know that whenever you are ready to travel to Vietnam or you're ready to travel to Afghanistan or India, you already have a book in that space on your shelf. Do you get? So my goal was just to help people travel more through books, experience different things through books. It's like having a concierge service, you know? So you have like, it's a personal shopper kind of a guide to help people become more intentional with reading. It was something I wanted for myself. So after some years of doing it, I decided to share it with a couple of people. And they were enjoying it. And that's when I put it out there in the world for anybody else whom I want to. And I think this is, I'm terrible with numbers, but I think this is the fifth or sixth year of the challenge so far. And it has been amazing. The response, in fact, from people I did not even know all over the world, I did not know it was touching lives, but it seems the missionary work is going strong. And
It
I'm
is
very
going
glad
strong.
about that. Have you guys even tried it? Have you guys tried any of the prompts from the reading
I need
challenge?
to now. I actually need to because
You
I've
need
become a really
to.
lazy reader. Like, I like to blame it on my 9 to 5, but I think it's because I'm not just putting my mind in the frame to say, you know, pick up that book and go back to the way you used to read. But you've gingered me, and I'm going to try one of the challenges, and I'm going to be more consistent with reading. Yes. That's my last quarter of the year resolution.
We need to eliminate that language that you just used, though. The lazy reader thing. It's not, you are not being a lazy reader. Life is life thing. That happens.
Life is life. So,
like,
right?
I feel like if you say I'm a lazy reader, it's too negative for the reading vibe that you're trying to cultivate. Do you get? So you will pick up whenever you pick up again. It could be someone's post. It could be a reading challenge you see. And I think that's why I try to stay consistent with sharing posts, because I never know the day one person would be triggered and be like, this girl gonna say, Fawn is too much with this book. Let me even pick out one of the books she's talking about. Sometimes people pick books that I've shared just to come and fight and be like, oh, you said this book is so great. But it was not all that. But the thing is, you've already read a book.
Yeah.
If you were able to finish the book, it will now ginger you to now go and find another book that you actually enjoy. Before you know it, you're reading like 3 to 5 books a month, because you too, you want to see what all the drama is about, or you just want to go back to how it was. But yeah, there's no lazy reading. You are reading at whatever pace that is okay for you at the time
Love
that
it.
You're in. Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the book club. There were so many trial and error with the book club. This current book club, the Indulgent Bibliophile, was my 4th attempt at starting a book club. And I'm so happy it's the one that stopped. I had so many types of book clubs. And I think all the failures of the ones that didn't work out, I finally now had a plan in place for how the book club was going to be. And now there's more intention with picking books, because I want to carry myself and my gang members through an experience like around the world. So it's mostly books from the Caribbean, books from Africa, books from Asia, and some very, I rarely put books from Europe, because, you know, the market is already saturated with those kind of stories and they have a lot of readers. So I like to read books from people that don't get a lot of noise. And it's mostly books by women, because, you know, I'm a girly girl.
Yes.
So yeah, that's the Indulgent Bibliophile.
Wow. I mean, you're doing a lot though. And you're actually doing a lot, and it's very beautiful. And I'm just happy that you enjoy what you're doing, and it's actually impacting lives. Like, the missionary work is moving, like you said. You're actually making an impact. And I mean, you make reading, like you talked about, you know, everybody reading at their pace, picking up a book one day, you know, getting to, if you don't enjoy that one, you pick up another one and you enjoy it. But anyways, let's talk about challenges that you face as, or that you would, maybe not just you, other book influencers or book lovers like yourself, and generally in the literary industry, do you think are books hard to come by? Maybe piracy, maybe as the way they are expensive, or people not reading. You know, what are the challenges that you face generally, or that you generally face?
Okay, so right now my main issue is getting physical books from the abroad into the country. Whether it's via the bookstore or using websites like Amazon to get a book. Shipping, it's insane. For the bookstores, it doesn't help that I have been to bookstores outside the country that made me say, you know what, maybe it's a sign that I should remain in Nigeria. Because if I was outside Nigeria, oh God, I would be homeless, because I will not have money for books again.
Yeah.
Because the access to the books is for outside the country is just there. So me not having access to physical books in Nigeria, like the type of books I enjoy reading, it's a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because I can save my money and buy the audiobook instead, or buy it on Kindle. But it's a curse because sometimes I want to take a picture of the book, I want to hold it, I want to smell it. Do you get? So we do have that problem. And the foreign exchange right now, it's so insane that the book, though the books are also getting expensive outside the country, it's worse for us here because before an average book was like 3,500 to 6,000. And that 6,000, you're not entering the hardback level. But now, average price for a book is 8,000. That's the average price. And that's paperback. You want a hardback, we're entering 11, 12, 13. How many books do I want to get? How many books do I want to read? So just as a regular book lover, the price, it's not fair, but it's not like the bookstores are not helping, but they are also suffering it. Now, what me I do is I try to find other ways of getting books. And this is not the piracy way. A lot of people are always, anytime I post a book, a lot of people ask me, do you have the soft copy? Do you have the soft copy? I don't have the soft copy. I get books on Kindle. I use the Libby app, which helps me get library books from outside the country. We don't have libraries here. So I get library cards from friends who are outside the country. Since they've jackpot and abandoned me, the least they can do is get a library card. So that's how I'm keeping my friendships going. I use apps like Scribd. That is a monthly subscription app. So all these I use technology to save myself from the piracy way. Now, I don't like to dump on people who download soft copies. I will not come out and share a link, for instance, to get pirated copies of books. I won't do that. But if I see it, I just unlook and I don't go out of my way to say, oh, don't do that. Don't pirate books. You should not be doing that because books are expensive and I still want people to read. I just don't want them to carry a banner and be like, come and get pirated books. I don't want anybody to do that. Like, you're doing something that is not right. It's not ethical. So go hide like a rat and do it. Close your eyes and do it. Don't do something wrong and carry it on top of your head that, oh, we have the soft copy. Who can give me the soft copy? Let's not do that. We know people are doing it because sometimes condition is the crayfish bend, and that's where we are. Oh, I mean, who am I to dump? Is the author's money entering my pocket? There's only so much fighting you can fight. It's not my fight. I just want people to read. People who actually want to go out of their way to find where they can get original copies of books, they ask. I share links of bookstores. I share links of websites that are selling books. I help any way I can. But there are also ways where we can reduce the amount of the stress of not getting a physical book. For instance, people are getting Kindles now. And like there's a little craze in this side. Everybody, so it's we're finding ways to reduce the stress on ourselves. Before I used to be like, if I don't get that physical copy, I cannot read that book. But man, it's not it to get to a point where it's like it's what well, I'm now hoarding. Not like I don't mind hoarding my books. I do like it. But sometimes I have to calm down and be like, okay, you cannot get the book. Am I going to spend, because sometimes a book is what, 11K because of the exchange rate. And then to ship it is already 15K. How is that value for money, really? It's not one of, to enjoy the reading experience, we just need to find different ways on how we can get these books. The ones that are not getting it ethically, just cover your eyes. I can't fight. I honestly cannot fight. There are even authors abroad that they don't carry the whole piracy thing on their head like that. They'll be like, oh, you know, third world country. It's not nice, but they understand the reality. Some people just don't have access. They are, at least Nigeria, we even get some books. There are some countries that don't even get the books at all. So are they not supposed to be reading books? It is what it is. As long as no one is being hurt, hopefully. So yeah, I don't even answer that question right, but it's just we're just doing the best we can, really. Those who are privileged, I get really sad when I see they're dumping on people who are getting their. Yes, you can see someone who can afford to buy a book, but like you're not in their pockets. You don't know their priorities. So even if they can afford to buy their book and you see them sharing links of, oh, I have a Google Drive of all these books, just unlook or block them or mute them for your own peace of mind. Because like, well, I'm not the judge and the jury here. Just let people do what they're doing as long as they're not in your space. You see that people in your space are doing such, tell them if you care enough about them. If they continue what they're doing, just remove yourself while reading and living the stories. So yeah, that's the main problem, to get books. It's very tough. So anywhere anybody can get a book, if it's the illegal way, I don't encourage, but I won't say anything. I won't encourage you, but do what you have to do if that's what you need to do. You get
it? Yeah. And I think that this is a very common challenge because the creative director of Book Market NG also spoke about this when we had her on the podcast. And she just talked about, you know, everything you said, Forex and, you know, people not being able to get books because of how expensive they are. And also the piracy thing, like, you know, like you said, authors, there are some authors that say, yeah, as long as people get to read. But of course, we encourage not to do that. But at the same time, we understand the circumstances. Yeah. Like you said, condition, crayfish.
Things are really hard.
Yeah.
Things are really hard. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, what are your favorite reads this month? Because I know you've been updating your 2023 reads on Twitter. What are your top books that you've read so far? Okay, this one. Let me just use this one.
This month. Wow. My books this month have been pretty, I can't say they like blew my mind. They're very, not like they're mid, but they were just, no, oh, it's coming back to me. See, this is why I need to always keep tracking my books, because sometimes you forget that you ever read a book. And before you know it, you're buying the book that you've already read. I'm very clinical about tracking my reads. So a book I enjoyed a lot this month is a short story collection by Fonda Lee. I read the trilogy early this year. That's the Greenbone Saga. And she recently released a short story collection of some of the characters in the book. It's her closing the series and that particular world. And I'm going to be very sad because these characters were in my head for such a long time. And now I'm not going to see anything about them again, except I reread the book. So that was really good. What else did I like this month? I don't know. For some reason, it's not coming to me again. Old age. Oh, I mean. Okay. So the thing is, I have to open my StoryGraph app to actually check for the books that I enjoyed. Let's see. I did read a book by a self-published author, Adesua Nwokedi. I hope I should learn how to pronounce her name already at this point in my life. But yes, Adesua Nwokedi. A Love of Convenience. I really enjoyed the book. You know how Nigerians are always saying, oh, they don't like struggle stories, too much poverty porn. This particular author actually does. She's a very good storyteller. And this book has a trope, in a romance trope that is usually not something I'm fond of. But the way she writes it, actually, it kept me at the edge of my seat. And I just had to read till the end. I read the book in one sitting. And when I finished it, I was like, yes, these people, they deserve each other. True, true. I wish you all the best. So
now you're making me want to read it.
You have to read it too. A Love of Convenience. I also read another romance by Abby Jimenez, Yours Truly. Ooh. The main character has social anxiety. And normally when I see characters who have social anxiety in books, it's always from the female perspective. And it's the male that has to take care of the woman. But in this one, I like the way the author actually deals with a man having anxiety and how he works through it, and the people in the other side characters. The book is just heartwarming. I don't know any other way to describe it, but this is the kind of romance I like. Like, with issues and everything is not like tied up completely, but close to it. And you can hope, you know, that as they're getting to the end of the book, this couple is actually going to make it, because there are some stories, there are some romance you read, and you get to the end, you're like, these people just like to have sex, but long term is not sustainable. There's something off. But this one's the couple, they would actually make it after the book. So yes, that book. So far, those are my standard books for the month. I haven't read much. I've been busy this month, so I've only read like 7, I think, or 6 books. And these ones are standout. Yeah. What about you? What are you guys reading at the moment?
Faith, what are you reading at the moment?
I'm actually reading 2 books at the same time. I'm currently reading A Lineage of Grace by Francine Rivers and Us Against You by Frederick Bachman.
Nice. I like Frederick Bachman. Is there any book that you dumped sometime?
Yes.
That you don't go back
yes.
to?
Yes.
Unfinished books.
Yes, I do have a couple of those. I actually haven't finished reading Wahala. So I started that. Wahala Nikimi. Yes. So I started it and I just dropped it. So yeah, but I'll go back to it.
I can see why you dropped it.
That's what's on my table. Faye got it for me as a gift. So
stop it, I'm shy.
Do you guys like audiobooks?
Yes, I do not.
I think
I like to see I like to see the words on paper or on the screen. Either way. So be it ebook or paperback. But I don't like it. I think I get lost if I'm listening to audiobooks.
Well, have you tried it yet, though?
I have. Well, so it starts off that it didn't work out. Maybe I'm attentive, and then I start doing other stuff, and I just zone out, and I forget that there's something playing in my ear.
Okay. That makes sense.
So I'm all for ebooks and paperback.
Okay.
I do ebooks too.
Nice.
Before we round up, what advice would you give to anyone looking to become a book influencer or just be a book reviewer on social media?
Okay. Perhaps don't get into it with the concept of being a book influencer, because this is not skincare or fashion. You're not going to bank. You are not going to blow like that. Most times people just get, let me paint a scenario for a successful book influencer. Yeah.
Okay.
You get a lot of free books. One, you get a lot of free books from publishers around the world. That's like the first sign that, okay, you are getting somewhere. That's it. If we take it a step higher, you start getting paid to chat with authors during the publicity campaigns when a book comes out. That's a step higher, to another blowing stage. But the thing is, if you do not come at them that you need money for this, they will just give it to you as you should be grateful to be able to talk to this author, So you also need to have like your own influencer cap on at that point. Because they'll be like, well, how much influence really do you have? Like, how can we track it? So you too, if you want to get to that level, you have to come with that. Another level is they start inviting you for physical events, or they send you, and that one is going to be paid opportunities, obviously. Or from there, you can just segue into doing influencing for other type of brands that align with reading lifestyle, like say a beverage, some tea, lights, headphones, for audiobooks, other brands like that. That's when your page has become very big. Then you cannot start doing influencing of other products that align with the reading culture, But if you go into it like, I'm going to be reading books just to to like influence, the easiest thing I can say is you should share content that you would also like to see. And I do this for any content strategy that I come up with. I am the target audience. So what I put out is what I want to see. If I don't like a podcast, I will not share it. If I don't like a picture or the caption, it doesn't look like something I want to read, I'm not going to share it. So I look at myself from outside. It takes a lot of self-awareness though. But honestly, yes. The only way you can do this is you need to be aware. Because if you come at it with, oh, I'm just going to be posting reviews, who do you plan? You need to have an audience in mind. There's somebody you're speaking to. Because as if not content, you're just like throwing a net out there. And the thing with books is it's so niche. So you need to actually be very niche with your content. And to help with that, you need to paint a picture of who you're speaking to. And when you have that, it's pretty easy. But if it's just you want to post books online, then I would just say go for it. Do not wait to have like pretty pictures of books. If your camera is not great, any picture you can. In fact, at this point, I think any camera can take a nice picture. You just need to have nice light. So you can post pictures at whatever stage you are. You can edit on your phone. You can decide that you're going to be doing video reviews. Anyhow, it is doing you. Just start it. From there, you research and see what people who inspire you are doing. Maybe you can try to see if you can do what they are doing just to get your handle on posting right. Eventually, you find your voice, your style, your taste. But just as you are, you can just start it. It doesn't have to be too long, except you're trying to write reviews for the New York Times. The New York Times. You can just, if you like the book, and take a picture of the cover, post it online and say, this book was really nice. It put me in a really good mood. That's really all you need to say. Because first of all, if you already have a page, your friends are following you and your friends know how you speak. So you can't just come from somewhere and be speaking big English. Your friends will be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And if your friends don't trust you, what you are saying in your caption is like, you have started failing already. Do you get? So just speak in your own voice. Share it. Just imagine you're sharing with your friends, because that's what you're doing eventually. These people eventually become your friends. Last. So you have to like what you put out. Did I digress? Did I go say anything?
Oh my god.
No, it was good.
Okay.
So I think I have one more question for Aline before we go. Okay. I just want to know, right, how did you come up with the name Lip Gloss Mafia?
That is a nickname it's not a book related at all. It's a nickname I've had since secondary school. Secondary school, since uni. There was this show then, Kashmir Mafia, and the women were really sassy, and they were, you know, these independent women about town, and their mouths were very sharp. So I was watching it with a couple of male friends, and they were like, the women in the show remind them of me, like when I'm talking. And they were like, oh, but instead of that cashmere, that's because you're always rubbing lip gloss. So you'd be like Lip Gloss Mafia. And then that name it stuck in my head. So when I wanted to open an email later on after that episode, I used the name. And from there, I just started using it as a username for everything. And the name just stuck, Lip Gloss Mafia. Yeah.
And then it fits the gangs of books, like the gangs of book readers, right? That you're trying to create. You know, you're their mafia leader, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean, yeah, I will go to war for my people, so yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, would you be at Ake Festival this
Absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely. Yes, I am definitely going to be there. By hook or by crook.
Were you there last time, last year's edition?
Yes, I was.
I was, but I guess I did not see you. Faith, are you going to be?
I will definitely look out for you. Are you going to be there this year? because
I will look out for
you
if
you'll be there.
Faith would. Faith is going this year, so she would look out for you. Okay. She would be
then
our
look out
eye.
For you.
Okay. So Faith, I think that I don't know if you have any more questions for our lip gloss mafia. Yeah?
Yes, I wanted to ask about literary festivals. Do you go to a lot of them? Do you attend a lot of them? I know there was one in Abuja recently, and then there's the popular Ake Festival, and like there are so many that we probably don't. Okay, I think there's Lagos Poetry Festival too. So do you attend a lot generally?
Not really, not as much as I would like to, and that's more of a personality flaw. I know I don't sound like this, but I'm actually an introvert, and sometimes my social battery needs to be like charged for a really long time, and then it will just die in 30 minutes. So there's only so much there's only so much literary festivals I can attend. I enjoy going to Ake because I like how it's organized. For the other festivals, the poetry festival, I'm not a big poetry person. So if I go there, I believe I'm not going to have as much fun as I would have. So the one in ABJ, well, I'm not flying. I'm not flying to ABJ for a festival, except they invite me and it's all expense paid, then yeah, I would attend. Do we have a lot of there's another one, is it Kuramo?
Yeah, I think
Kuramo
is happening next month.
Yeah, I wanted to go for that, but I'm not going to be around, unfortunately. But I did attend the session last year. But I don't go out as much as much as you might think. No, I don't go out more. Even book launches, like I'm very picky about book launches I attend or literary events. I'm not the biggest social butterfly. Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay. I mean, so we're about to round up now. But before we go, this is the last question, please.
Okay.
What should we expect from Lip Gloss Mafia in the future? Would you consider publishing a book someday? Is it more reviews, more influencing? Just tell us what to expect from you.
Publishing a book. I prefer to read than write. So I don't know. Maybe when I really hammer and I don't have to think about bills so much, maybe I'll be in the right space to actually work on writing something. But in the foreseeable future, I don't see any writing of books for me. But there will be lots of reviews. I do want to collaborate with like publishers and bookstores. I don't know in what shape or form it will come, but I'm looking forward to doing more collaborations with bookish folks. The podcast, my podcast. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. I don't have anything set out yet. Cause like I said, it's a hobby at this point. While I'm open to collaborations and making money off it, at the moment, it's still a hobby. And the hobby is I am growing through it and expressing myself and learning more. So who knows? Something might happen. But just expect consistency, maybe. Yeah, that's all I can share at the moment. I'm very big on not jinxing stuff. Because if I give like a plan I have, I can guarantee you that thing is not going to take off. So
actually,
it happens. But like if I start talking about, oh, this is something I want to do, the fact that I've talked about it in my brain is like I've started doing it, then in real life I won't do it again. So
sure.
Yeah, that's if when you see something, just love it on behalf of the effort I'm putting it. But I don't have anything on my calendar yet.
Thank you very much. I mean, this was a delightful episode. It was
very delightful one. And I really enjoyed it.
And do you guys want to know something? You guys are actually You guys are actually the first people to invite me to a podcast. I've been looking for who will invite me to a podcast, and this is the first podcast I've been invited to.
Really?
Thank you for accepting our invitation. And we're so happy to be your
You're
first
welcome.
Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can catch your gang leader, Lip Gloss Mafia, on Instagram and on Twitter at Lip Gloss Mafia. Don't worry, we'll tag our handles in the description box. Thank you and have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to us. Please remember to subscribe and follow us on our social media handles. Details are in the description box.